It is time for Larry Weber and Weekend Outdoors. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, good morning.
Nice frosty one.
Yes, it is. It's an invigorating one, and we not only have a beautiful morning to begin with, we got a beautiful month. Yeah, yesterday we had here, we started out the month with a minus 26 at our house. The Weather Service in Duluth recorded minus 22. Now, that probably just got overlooked when you looked at all the other numbers of northeast Minnesota. But that minus 22 turns out to be colder than any time we had in January. So it is the, you could say, yesterday was the coldest morning of the whole winter. And it is still winter. I'll talk a little bit about January. Looking back at the month, you know, I think I said this in December, but January was quite different between first half and second half. And the first half of the month, we had an average temperature of about 19 degrees, far above normal, the normal being 10. Second half of the month, almost exactly as soon as the second half started, the temperature dropped, and we had an average temperature of 5. Put the two together, the average temperature for the whole month was 12, which is still above normal, but not as much above normal as it looked like it was going to be. We did do okay. I felt okay about it several times, at least at our house here, at least three times of more than 20 below. And to me, a winter isn't worth it if you don't get at least some 20 belows. And so we did have that. We don't have a lot of snow. The amount of snow that was recorded at the Weather Service was less than half what we normally get in January. Mm. That's a bit of a disappointment.
Yep.
However, it is enough for cross-country skiing, and I've been doing quite a lot of that. It appears to be enough that the critters are doing okay. I was really concerned about that for a while, some of them, especially rough grouse. I thought they were having a pretty tough time, and I'm still not so sure they're out of it yet. But it looks like it's a little bit better. The Weather Service says we have 8 inches of snow on the ground. I think at our house here we have only about 6.
Mm.
Now, that varies tremendously. There were some parts of Minnesota that got a great deal more than that, and certainly have at least a foot of snow, maybe a foot and a half of snow on the ground. So it varies quite a lot, and you would expect that at this time. It's a beautiful powder snow that we have out there. We did go through a warm-up this week. We got up to 30 degrees. There was some melting, and that was followed by a temperature dropping off, and I was afraid, okay, here we go again with a bunch of ice and a bunch of crust. And I think that did happen at many places. However, right here at our house here, we just barely missed it. I think we were just a little bit too cool to have the melt that some places did. And so the snow is all right. I was out in it quite a bit yesterday, and I didn't feel like it was too much at all. There is a little bit of a crust. I noticed some of the squirrel tracks stayed on top of the snow, telling us that there's a crust. The precipitation for the month, though, was an interesting statistic. We were considerably above normal, and that goes back to thanks to the rain way back on January 11. But since then, it's been snow, and it's been dry snows. So we'll see what February has to offer. Typically, February is our driest month of the year. And yes, it is. Now, one of the reasons for that is because it's the shortest month. But even if you put that aside, it is just a very dry time. Winter is dry. And when I was teaching, I always told my students we would start every month by talking about what can we look forward to during the month. And, of course, they would always talk about getting snowstorms and therefore no school. And I said, sorry, that happens in January. It happens in March, but we almost never have it in February. In the 30 years that I taught, I think we had 2 years where we had days off in February because of snow. It just doesn't happen very often. Last year, however, was one of those exceptions. And last year, February was our snowiest month. I can only remember one other time. There was one February back in the 90s where that happened. But otherwise, no, February is not our snowiest month. But we'll see what it has to offer. So far, there's nothing much in the forecast. There's just some little snows, and the snows we do get in February are usually dry. So there's also quite a fluctuation in temperatures. This is the anniversary. It was 7 years ago today. 7 years ago today that Minnesota recorded the coldest temperature ever recorded. That was up at Tower. That was minus 60. There was, no doubt, other places who claim they have colder than that, and there was a lot of cold throughout northeast Minnesota. Duluth registered a minus 39 out at my house here. It went beyond the scale of the thermometer. I would estimate between 45 and 50 below. But it was definitely the coldest temperature ever recorded in northeast Minnesota. That was February 2, 1996, and we got off to a really chilly start there in February. The day before was minus 33. The day afterwards was about another minus 30. So the first 3 days, we got off to a really chilly start. What most people don't remember is that within a week, within a few days, by the 7th of February, the temperature had shot up to 45 above. Most people don't remember that. Well, that tells you about the fluctuations we get. I used to take my students on a camping trip in February for years, and we had to deal, of course, the temperature was always a big talk, and we had to deal with, in excess of 30 below, but we also had just the opposite. We had up to 50 sometimes.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, there's quite a fluctuation that can happen in February. It's interesting to see the changes that come about when we have these thawing times. This week, a week ago today, I was watching a stream near the house here that was frozen over. Well, when we got up to the 30s, just that fast. Mm. After being so cold for close to 10 days, just that fast, it started to show open water.
Wow.
This morning and yesterday morning and this morning, going back to the stream, it's completely frozen over again. So it's interesting to see the response of it.
Mm-hmm.
Also in responding, the birds at the bird feeder have been really interesting. It looks like in winter they settle down to get the same ones every day. And there is not a lot of fluctuation with species, but I've been noticing a fluctuation in the number of the species. This morning we had about 150 redpolls again, but a few days ago when it was mild, there weren't that many. We also have been getting a change with the woodpeckers. I've noticed the numbers changing with the downy and hairy woodpeckers. The red-belly woodpecker, which was so regularly coming a month ago, just stopped coming completely, and then one day this week it showed up again. Same thing with blue jays. In addition to that, it's been really interesting watching the crows and ravens, especially the ravens. Ravens are incredible. Nothing seems to stop them.
Yeah.
Yesterday morning, minus 26, and yet they're still out there. I watched a pair flying by as though nothing had gone on. they're just amazing. I think they could survive anything. But they've been out there and flying in pairs a lot. Crows are around, but we're going to see more of those as we get later into the month. And then I had someone tell me about a flock of Bohemian waxwings. If we're going to see Bohemian waxwings, it's usually going to be after we get past the 1st of February. They're around in early winter, but it seems like we usually see them later, more in later winter. And speaking of late winter, the other thing that February has to offer is a lot of owls. This is the month of seeing the northern owls. And there are many people. I always get people kind of amazed to hear this, but there are people who come from all over the country to northeast Minnesota at this time to see some of these unusual owls.
Hmm.
I don't call them unusual, but they would call them unusual. Things like the great gray owl, the hawk owl, the boreal owl, the snowy owl, all of which are in northeast Minnesota right now. But most of the country never sees them, so they might want to come here to see them. There's been several reports, not far from where you are, of boreal owls showing up this past week. Great grays and hawk owls are a little bit more inland. And then I had I'm teaching a class at UMD, but I had one of my students tell him about finding a dead saw-whet owl as well. So, yeah, and then I mentioned last time about the calling of the great horned owls and the barred owls. So this is an owl month always. Mm. Finally, I have to pass this on for those who might be interested. This is Groundhog Day.
Yes.
I don't put a lot of faith in the groundhog. I won't even mention that whole story, but I would like to talk a little bit about why it is on this day. If you took the number of days between the winter solstice and the vernal equinox in March, if you took the number of days between those two, it's 90 days. And then you divide it in half, you get 45. Well, 45 days from the beginning, halfway from the beginning of winter, is this week. It's actually February 4. So we are in midwinter. And I think what's going on is this whole story of the groundhog was a spinoff of some stories that were developed because of midwinter.
Mm.
And a lot of times when we're halfway through something, we like to stop and see how it's going so far. And believe it or not, there are people who look forward to spring. Now, there are those of us who are in no hurry whatsoever to get to spring, but there are those who look forward to it. Well, for those who look forward to it, I got another statistic to pass on, and that is coming up on February 8th, That's next week, Friday. We will now be expanded to 10 hours of daylight.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, I mentioned how we finally had sunset after 5 o'clock. Well, now we get all the way up to 10 hours of daylight when we get into February, and it rapidly increases. So you'll see a lot of that as we go through the month. But have a beautiful weekend, and thank you for calling.
Thanks, Larry.
Sure, bye.
Bye-bye. Larry, a retired high school teacher, and actually he's taught everything from, I think, middle school to grad students, and twice named Science Teacher of the Year. He joins us every Saturday, 9:30 a.m., religiously, to give us what's going on outdoors. Weekend Outdoors with Larry Weber.